Blog Talk Radio.
Monday afternoon. God bless you. And I hope that your first day of the work week is going well. I hope that your day is off to a wonderful start. And I am excited always to be here with you once again to share with you everything the Lord has given to me that pertains to life in godliness. And I'm so excited to be with you here again on Stars of Heaven Network 9. And I wanted to share this on my Twitter feed just as a written expression. But as I began to talk to the Lord about it and really was just praising God for what for the experience I had this morning, I said, well, you know what, I'm going to come and just going to give it voice. And so here I am. So I thank you for stopping by my Twitter feed and my Facebook feed, Bride of Christ Women's Ministries and Lisa Marie, the Virgin Reign. Hallelujah. And so I'm really excited to share this with you because this year is well underway. And it's a new century, it's 2020. And I'm excited about everything he's saying. And One of the things that is happening right now is the prophetic calendar that we're in is closing, is turning. And one of the things that I really bless the Lord for this, the biblical calendar, agricultural calendar meaning of this month, which was and is unknown, the unknown. And I think that's a great place to always be in. When it comes to God, it can be a scary place because of the unknown. But when you're trusting God, you surrender to God and to his will, although it can be shaky and scary because you don't know what's going to happen, you can trust in him. And so I'm excited about what he's doing in our faith. I'm excited about what he's doing in my life as well as your life. And I certainly hope that your faith is strong. Glory be to God. Mr. Word of God says in the class, Jesus said, when he returns, will he find faith upon the earth? So I'm going to get right into what I wanted to share today, because as I shared with you in my Facebook post, now if you are on Blog Talk Radio, I'm not there. I'm on my first Facebook post because I can fit more of my information on my Facebook post. So if you want to go to bridesofchrist.org or listen to the Virgin Reigns, you can catch me there and you can follow along with me on what I have scribed. Now, the beautiful thing about this new release or its impartation that I was given this morning was what he was saying to me this morning, and the blessing about being in the Spirit, having a relationship with Father God by way of the Holy Spirit, having sonship, having being a joint heir with Christ, and being a daughter and a bride of Christ, and all that wonderful stuff, is that the Holy Spirit ministers to us, the angels minister to us, and that's what's happening this morning when I was still asleep. As I was still asleep, I went into a dream cyclone, and I was receiving what he was saying to me. And the amazing, beautiful thing about this cyclone I was in was that I know he was not ministering it to my natural person, as he never does. He speaks to our spirit that houses our body and our flesh. And so I mean, receiving what he was saying, he was speaking about dreams. And the thing that I was so encouraged in him ministering to this to me was he was speaking of my faith. And you know, how I've just transitioned into the place that I'm in now. And I tell you, it really took faith to me to get to this place. And that's the thing that gives us our testimony. So I'm just really, you know, blessing and praising God for what he was saying to me. And the thing that really stuck with me was what I know he was saying to me when he said, dreams reimagine. Dreams reimagine. Your dreams are being reimagined. And I'm so blessed by that, because the thing that oftentimes we need is new vision and new sight. And it's a wonderful thing to have your own vision and plan your goals, have goals and see them come to pass. But it's really a difference and a blessing when God gives you a dream. And a vision. And the thing that I was so blessed by was what he was saying to me about this new year that we're in, and how many of us need to have our dreams reimagined. And one of the things he spoke to me and gave me understanding on what he was saying in this prophetic vision and mentioning this to me was not just it being about the new wineskin and the new wine and the bottles which hold and house our dreams, which is our spirit. He was also speaking about our imagination. And as you, if you follow me yesterday, listen to the broadcast yesterday, he gave me Romans where he says that many people who no longer worship him in spirit and truth or glorify him as God, that their foolish heart became darkened. It became vain in imagination. So our dreams are brought to life through our imagination, the ability to see. And that comes from a pure place, which is from the heart. And it also has to come from a place where, from a renewed mind, what the Word of God says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And in order for us to have our dreams and for our dreams to come true and manifest according to his will and his desire, and even our desires, because he said he gives us desires our heart. We have to have a renewed mind. Amen. And there's a difference between any dream that you have and you fulfill is a good thing, especially if it's good and it helps other people. But it's nothing like God dreams, kingdom dreams that he gives you, because those dreams speak of his glory. It gives glory to God. And that's what he was saying to me about the new wineskins and the new bottles and having our minds renewed by the word of God. Amen. So that we can see his salvation. Amen. We can see his salvation. And the word of God says, only the pure in heart shall see God. So I wanted to touch on that quickly, that one of the things that he said to me and give me understanding about dreams and reimagining was speaks of the mind. And knowing what's in the mind of the Spirit, what he's saying, him, Holy Spirit, giving us a dream, showing us that which is to come. And the thing that I was thinking about in the dreams that I've had that have come to pass and some dreams that have not as of yet come to pass is that oftentimes our dreams, expectations, desires, oftentimes we lose hope. And I have lost on that, but I meant lose. Lose hope, or time gets away from us in our working to see our dreams coming to manifestation in a particular season. So a lot of times our dreams don't come to pass because time is not of the essence, or it's not in its timing, or because the expectations was let down, the disappointment. It could be also, as I'm going to share later on in the broadcast, because of dream killers. People who have evil eyes and who spot us and are jealous and can see what's on our life. And because of jealousy or in envy or some political motive or ulterior motive, try to keep that which they see in us, give it to us by God, they'll try to stop that. Or kill that. So that's another thing I'm going to share later on the broadcast. But the thing that the Lord was saying to me in fulfilling of our dreams, whatever it is, big or small, that the key to our dreams is based on our true faith. It's in faith. Amen. And that's the thing that I really had to live by. We all have to live by, because the word of God says just to live by faith. Is faith is the thing that makes us whole. Amen. And that's what Jesus declared. According to your faith, be it unto you. And your faith has made you whole. And that's what he spoke to those who followed him, who believed in the gospel message. They believed and they were made whole. And that's the thing that you really have to be careful of in wanting to see your dreams come true, or the will of God come to pass in your life, is making sure that you're offering out a true faith, holy faith, because there is a veiled faith. There is a worldly faith that is done by the flesh. And that type of faith gives glory to the flesh. There's no humility in it. The essence of faith, the definition of faith, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And as Paul said, what you need faith for what you can see. So the thing that he was saying to me, in us moving in faith, operating in faith, which will cause our dreams to come true and come to manifestation, is making sure that we're operating out of heavenly faith, holy faith, according to the scripture. Amen. And that's one of the things that Jesus preached when he came to establish the kingdom of heaven, message, was that we have the prince and the power of the air and the worldly spirit, and those who are in the world is in opposition to our faith. And that is also because of man-made systems and demonic powers. So there's a lot of things that's against our faith that does not want to see the will of God come to pass. in our life, or see us fulfilled in every area of our life based on what it is that God has for us and His purpose for us and has planned for us. Faith is going to get it for us. Amen. So that's the essence and the foundation of this dream, was having your faith rooted and grounded in Him. Amen. And what he was saying to me about growing in faith and going from faith to faith and from glory to glory in his express image. Because when we operate out of faith, that's true faith, it will create a testimony and establish a testimony. And that is so powerful. That is so powerful. And that's the thing that many people don't really have today, is a true testimony of what God did, what he did in the face of impossible odds. This move that I needed came by true faith, because there were some things I could not do. My bank account declared I couldn't do it. And so faith is really important, because in the faith is favor, God's favor. And it's really important for you to pray that God will use people, because without people, and God give me favor with people and opening doors, the dream can't come to pass. Amen. The faith can't work. And so that's why it's really important for you to watch who you connect with and watch who you have faith in, and make sure that you're hearing the word of God, and that is true faith based on the invisible, not just the letter of the law, speaking things with magical thinking and speaking a word, and it's really superstitions and coming from the power of the flesh, not from God, who has worked in you the fruits of the Spirit based on your development of a relationship with him where he can honor your faith. Amen? Because I tell you, faith works by honor. When you're believing God for the impossible and you don't see a way, you don't know a way, it takes God to bring that increase. It takes God to open that door. So God honors our faith when it's true and it's rooted in him. Amen? So it's important for me to say that. And be careful not to have your faith rooted in man. Because the whole thing about your miracle and your dreams coming true and your wish fulfillment is that it comes to pass because you're believing in true faith, in the invisible. Now, when we have a true testimony and God is things are being done by faith, or through faith, because there's a difference. Some things are done by faith, which is instantaneously. Some things are done through faith, where he has to take you through the process, working things in you or things out of you so you can develop character. So our dreams that need to be reimagined, those dreams that need to be created and come to pass, it's not just based on stuff and want it so you can just be happy and have personal fulfillment. That's important, but that's not the foundation and the purpose of why he wants to create a testimony in us. Amen. And so the whole thing that he says in the word of God in Revelation, where he says that they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. And then we plead the blood of Jesus against everything, anything that will try to prevent and stop the will of God from happening in our life, anything that will prevent our faith from manifesting. And by the word of the testimony. So I have now a testimony, and I've shared that testimony of what God did. And I can tell you how he did it, and my testimony is true. And so that's really important, having a true testimony on what God did for you when you couldn't do it yourself. Hallelujah. Now, the thing that I was really blessed by in this dream cyclone was that the Holy Spirit really catapulted me in the supernatural, and I was able to feel, and I received the anointing from this release. I saw how I felt. I'm like, wow, God. And I felt that before, and I knew this was a refresher and a renewal, because I felt it before, but I know it's in a different place now because I've grown. Amen. My faith has grown. I've grown in him. And so that was one of the beautiful things that I received when I felt when he was showing me this while I was half asleep. And Psalms 126 was the thing that psalm that came to me as I was, you know, listening to him as he was speaking. And Psalms 126 says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. So what he's done before, he'll do again. Amen. And that's what he was saying to me, you know, in him setting us free from certain things or elevating us. He said they were like him that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things. Hallelujah. And again, in Psalms 1, he says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Amen. So when God bless us, he'll bless us in the midst of the heathen. And the heathen is those who don't know God, don't want God. He declared in his boasting, the Lord had done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us. Wherefore, we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south, that they sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth in weeping, bring it precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Hallelujah. And again, it's that word again. I mean, I just said it, but again. So God is doing it again, and he'll do it again and again and again and again if we have the faith. Amen. And I was just really excited and as he was speaking this to me, and I almost didn't want to wake up. I almost didn't want to wake up. Like, I want to keep talking, Lord. I want to keep hearing what you have to say. And I just, you know, laid there and allowed him to continue to minister to me because he was really encouraging me, and he let me know what he's doing. Amen. And he said, before he do a thing, would he not reveal it to his prophets? Before it spring forth, shall he not tell us? So, you know, even this new season that we're entering into, the spring season, God is saying some things and speaking some things, even with this being the leap year. Amen. God wants to give us a jump start. He said, he'll make us a head and a tail above and not leap. And he's quickening us according to his will and according to his purpose to fulfill that which he has promised. Now, the other beautiful thing that was really nice about this dream cyclone was that I was hearing the angelic angels and the host whisper, we are giving you a new dream. Dream again. And again, as they were talking, he spoke, I immediately saw the two Josephs. Joseph, which was Mary's husband, and I was quickened and reminded of what the angels were saying to him when they warned him in a dream that they should not return to Herod and they should go to another country in another way because of the promise that was to come into the world, which is our Messiah, Jesus, would have been destroyed by Herod. And in Joseph having a dream and receiving the instructions by the angel saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee to Egypt. So in our dreams, there comes instruction. There comes warning. Amen. A real dream given to you by God will guide you and lead and guide you in phases and warn you on what you need to do in that moment. Because a lot of times in the natural, we cannot comprehend what God is saying. He has to put us in a dream state. He has to put us in a certain state or speak us in a certain state so we can understand it. But again, he's speaking to our spirit, not more or less to our flesh. Now, the other thing that he said to Joseph was to assure him that it was his will for him to take unto Mary his wife. Because again, he didn't understand that which was conceived in her was of the Holy Ghost. It was foreign. How could she be pregnant if she didn't know a man? So he also assured him that it was okay to take him to marry his wife, because that which she was it was conceived in her was the Holy Ghost, is of God. And so God will send confirmation of on some things that we may not understand. You know, and that's why it's real dangerous to make decisions based on what you see in your understanding, when God has a greater purpose for the thing which he has purpose and plan. Amen. And the thing is to discard or to reject someone or something because you don't have the spiritual understanding on why God intended it. So many people, as I often say, miss God because they want what they want in the flesh. They don't want it according to the will of God. Now, the second Joseph was the son of Israel. And how he also had to dream again, because in him sharing his dream with his brothers, they were jealous. They were jealous. He had to dream another dream, because the dream that he shared was frowned upon. And again, as I often say in the Word of God, says, promotion come not from the east nor from the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. Amen. And as it says here, it says, and Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. Yet the more. So it's really important that when God gives you a dream, that you have to be careful who you share it with. In these last days, you really don't have to share it, because you got people who know how to illegally access the things of God by way of their polluted, rotten, unanointed gifts, by way of sorcery and peeping, who always go ahead of God by trying to have knowledge of what he's saying without the fulfillment of time. So you have to be careful of that. Now it says, and he dreamed yet another dream and told his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. So in him telling them about the first dream, it made him mad. And so he came back and told them he had another dream. And this dream was even greater than the one he told before. So the thing is, you know, when God favors us and he speaks to us, first and foremost, people are not going to understand, because the dream is for you, not for the other person. And you can't tell someone who's in the flesh and of the flesh your dream or what God showed you and told you, especially when they're not for you. Which is why Jesus said, he does not gather with me, it's against me, and that your enemies will be those of your own household. So, in him giving me this with the second Joseph, he was just simply saying that that we have to be careful who we share our dreams with, or share our visions with. And this being 2020, that is paramount, and that's moving forward. We have to have our eyes open. We can't be bewitched. You can't be bewitched or beguiled or have spiritual blindness because of rebellion or disobedience or following that which is false. Now, the thing that was really a blessing to me in him giving me this was saying that, when God favors you, as he did Joseph, he favored Joseph in his youth. And that's one of the things that I touched on yesterday. And that's one of the things that God was saying, that he will speak to us not just in our youth, but he will speak to us early and reveal to us what we need to know when he wants to reveal it. We just have to accept the invitation and be in a place where we can receive it. That way, by way of our spirit being pure. Not by knowledge, not by ego, but by our spirit being pure. And so and that's one of the things he was saying to Timothy. He said, let no man despise your youth. Let no man despise your innocence, your purity. Because some people who hold faith in an evil conscience, hold faith in impurity, will despise that which is pure in you. And that's what it was to Joseph. Joseph was pure. He was just sharing his dream because he was excited. So not everyone who is a dreamer are pure dreamers. In fact, Deuteronomy talks about that. If one arise as a dreamer and they have a dream and that dream come to pass, warn to that person. So not all dreamers are godly. You need to know that. A lot of the people who dream are full of sorcery and witchcraft. Their heart is not with God. They use God's word and use his gifts and the talents he gave them to manifest evil things. So that's the thing. You have to protect your purity. And what did Jesus say in the Beatitudes? Only the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. And that's what we want to see. We want to see the salvation of God. We want to see the plan of God come to pass. Amen. And one of the original sins, that will cause that not to come to pass is people who have an evil eye. It is based on jealousy. This comes from the Cain spirit. So we have to really be careful of that. And that's why it's important for us to know how to govern that which God has given us. Amen. How to protect that which God has given us. Not that we have to do it, but being obedient to his word, being sanctified, having right fellowship, having right motive. Now, the thing that I was really praising God for in this whole dream that he gave me and his impartation of what he's saying and what he's doing was that he was saying to me that as believers, that's the power that we have. Amen. And that it's according to the power that worketh in us. And if we speak to any mountain, he said, it shall be removed. Amen. And if we speak to this mountain and doubt not in our heart, that mountain shall be removed. And all things are possible with him. Amen. All things are possible with God. And that's the thing that I felt really ignited in my spirit and in my heart when I woke up, you know, with a fresh fire of a fervent love and a fervent confidence of God can do anything. He was restoring that confidence and taking me to another level in my confidence in him. And he said, with man, some things are possible, but with God, all things are possible. So that means we have to put our trust in God, amen, not in man. Now, God will use man, most certainly, and I thank God for those people he put in position and to help me and to bless me and to bless us and give us favor. We need that. And the blessing part about that is you never know where it's going to come from. You never know who God's going to use, and that's how you know you're walking in true faith. You know, this miracle that I needed, this move that I needed, God did it because I didn't know who he was going to use. You know, and when you're totally dependent upon God in certain things, you can't help but to look to him, amen, because, you know, you can't do it. And it was really humbling. It really was humbling, but it was an honor because I continued to pray, I fast, and I prayed. And most importantly, I knew it was God's will. And I knew that the enemy was trying to fight the blessing and the manifestation of it, but I stood fast, amen, and I kept asking. Kept seeking, kept knocking, and sure enough, it was released. Hallelujah. So I wanted to say that. All things are possible with God when we believe. And not only that, he said, a greater work shall you do because I go to my Father. Amen. And when he was saying this, I really felt a strong apostolic anointing. And I remember the works of the apostles. How God confirmed them with signs and wonders following them. Amen. So I'm really excited about this fresh fire God is releasing upon his bride, upon his church, upon us as believers, and how he's restoring us to the raw power of God. Hallelujah. The realm of miracles and signs and wonders is real and is still alive. Amen. So I pray that whatever stunted your growth, whatever short circuit your faith, whatever has caused you to become wanton, that God would revive you again. Hallelujah. And continue to pray. Amen. Ask, seek, and knock. And just because things does not appear that it's moving doesn't mean that it's not. Because everything that God does, he does in the spirit first. Amen. He does it in the spirit, then it's manifested. But we must be aligned and connected and do our part by praying and fasting and being steadfast. Amen. And speaking those things by faith and calling those things in. Hallelujah. Calling those things in and speaking those things that are not as though they are. Amen. He said, we decree a thing, he'll bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I'm just really, really excited about what God is saying and giving you a new elevation. Amen. Accept the invitation he's giving you to come up hither, come up higher. Hallelujah. And that simply involves getting to know him, spending time with him, communing with him by fellowship, by love. Amen. By snuggling next to him as Heavenly Father and getting to know him in the pardon of your sins. Amen. Getting to know him as your Father, your Lord, your Savior. And, you know, I was really, refreshed this morning when he gave me this. And I just wanted to come and share with you because this is a new season, it's a new century, a new year, and it truly is a new thing. It truly is a new thing. And so I pray that as you move forward in this year, that you'll hold fast your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, that God will establish a testimony in you where you can declare that testimony and share with others how God did, where they can be encouraged, they can be inspired, their faith can grow. And say, wow, you did it. God did it through you. He can do it through me. Amen. And one other thing I want to add before I close. Proverbs says, out of the multitude of dreams comes business. I have to say this, comes business. Hallelujah. I was about my business. I was diligent. Hallelujah. I had resources. I knew where to pull from resources. He showed me resources where I could pull from. So out of dreams, the multitude of dreams, come business. And he said, business be men. And anybody that knows me, I'm about my business. Amen. I'm about my business. And that business requires money. Amen. And I didn't have it. So he gave it. He provided it. Hallelujah. And so I wanted to say that. The multitude of dreams comes business. And you have to be about your business. You have to have that balance of understanding how it's going to manifest. Because if I was in magical thinking and I didn't move when he told me to move, I didn't, he showed me what the money is. If I didn't believe it and go to it, I wouldn't have had my manifestation. So you have to be about your business. And that comes from being diligent. That comes from being disciplined. That comes from being faithful for what he has given you already, whatever finances you have, being faithful with that, because the miracle that I received came from me being faithful. That's why the doors were open so easy. Every time I needed something and something came short, he opened the door. It was already there because he was blessing me because of my faithfulness, not just because he promised it to me, because I was faithful. Amen. So that was my reward. That was my expected end. Hallelujah. That was my new beginning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I'm just going to say that. I want to say that as you move forward in this year, make sure you're effective with your finances. Make sure you're a good steward of what he gave you, because that's building credit with God. That's building grace. That's building favor. Amen. And when you need that grace and that favor, it's already on heaven's book. It's already in your account with God. And when you need it, the doors just fly open. And I tell you, I've never really had a problem in my life with favor. It's always been there, you know. And that's because I've been in right standing with God. And I don't say that as I am being prideful. I say that because it's true. Amen. Being a good steward of what I have has paid off. Being faithful to God and his business. Being about his business. He's about my business. Amen. So we can't figure God's going to bless us based on our merit. God knows how to bless us based on his merit. Amen. And that's why he said, only what you do for Christ will last. Amen. Only what you do for Christ will last. And there's no substitutions. You can't substitute. If he calls you to preach the gospel, you can't be found over in left field doing something else. He's not going to reward you for that because, again, he can't get a return on his investment. He wants a return on his investment based on what he put in you. And when he plant apple seeds, he want apple. Amen. So I just wanted to add that before I close. This wonderful impartation this morning. And I bless God for you, and I'm blessing God for the new season, the new calendar, agricultural calendar that's opening up to us in a few days. I'm going to prepare to work on the Brides of Christ Women's Prophetic Real Calendar Alignment. They have to get aligned for this new season, which is spring. Yay. Spring. The snow is on the ground, bathing the ground, soaking the ground so it can get prepared for the flowers to come up and all that wonderful stuff. Hallelujah. That means that the daylight is going to be longer. Hallelujah. So I'm excited. And I decree and declare that you are more than a conqueror, him that love you. Again, he can do exceedingly above all you can ask or think. Hallelujah. And I decree and declare that your dreams will come true. Hallelujah. That cyclone that I was in was him working. Now, I have a few more things in my notebook that I'm going to share later in the week because I always have a lot. So I'm going to be sharing a few more things that I have in my notebook that I haven't shared on air regarding your dreams reimagined. Amen. Revisioned. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I declare and command you to dream again. Hallelujah. He said in the last days, young men should dream visions and old men should dream dreams. And that's just not because they're old. It's because sometimes you're weary. Amen. So God says, receive the refreshing of my spirit. Amen. And know that what I did before, I can do it again. Hallelujah. I love you. Peace, blessings, and much love. And I will speak with you soon. Take care.